Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
It is going to be an awesome time today on Connected. With me is Apostle Mike Robinson from The Anchor in Friendsville, Maryland. He is the founder of Fire in the Mountains that's coming up here in just a few short weeks. So stay tuned. He's going to be with me in just a few.
Source of all I am.
Today on Connected, we have Apostle Mike Robinson from The Anchor in Friendsville, Maryland. And sir, it's such a privilege to have you on today, and I am so looking forward to hearing what the Lord has been saying unto you. And your conversation before we came on the air today was to talk about the subject of life.
Yes.
And there's different kinds of life. I think of John chapter 10 and verse 10, what the thief cometh to do three things, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I've come to give you life, the Zoe kind of life,
yes,
which is that life more abundant.
Yes. You know, I was... just talking about that verse the other day, John 10 and 10, I've preached on it many, many times, but really had a revelation about the abundant life. You know, he said he came to give us life and that more abundantly, or there's different translations. But, you know, that abundant life is really seeing that, you know, Jesus came, we have life. He who has the Son has life.
Yes.
That Zoe life. It's not eternal life just when we die. It's that eternal quality of life now. But that abundant life is living into the place where we see that, hey, when we pass on from here, we don't cease to exist. We just change our address.
Hallelujah.
You know, and when you get the revelation that we're just going to change our address, then it allows us to live in a more abundant life here through our daily walk.
Yeah, that's right. It's the blessings of eternal life now.
Yes.
And not only have you been talking and preaching on the subject of eternal life and the different kinds of life, but you also mentioned the word vision. And we're going to see how that God's going to use you to tie in the word vision with life.
Mm-hmm.
We understand from the book of Hosea, I believe it's chapter 4, he said, my people perish because of a lack of knowledge and because
right.
they have no vision. And where there is no vision, really there is no life.
Right.
And Apostle Mike, years ago I heard a man say, ministries without the Holy Spirit in them are ministries unto death.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about that and pondered on that for a couple of days before I came back and discussed that subject matter with him. And it just happened to be on the radio. I had him back on. And I really realized what he was saying, that the Holy Spirit is the lifeline of God.
Yes. You know, he's the one who's with us every day. And that one, that paraclete called to our side, that counselor.
Praise
you know,
God.
And sometimes, and I get real concerned in this hour. I don't want to see people sifted out or miss out with God, because it's a time that we're to be life brokers with people. And you see people need something to hang on to. They need to know God has a vision for their life, and they need to adapt that vision. And as a church, we need to adapt God's vision for our life to live in fulfillment, to have that reason to get up every morning, that cause. You know, the Apostle Paul said, for this cause I suffer. He knew that suffering was going to come. And without having a cause, I believe you can get sifted out of what God wants for you. But if you have a cause, you'll push on. You'll go forward knowing that you may be digging through a time it seems like a mine shaft, and you're trying to dig through and get the debris and stuff out of your life, but you know there's light at the end of that tunnel.
Yes.
And when you have that vision, you know that in the end, Jesus is going to cause you to triumph.
Praise God. And that's what we want you to tune in today to. Get your ear ready. Get your Bibles ready. Open up. Mike's going to be sharing some scriptures with you. And it's just going to be an awesome time here on Connected. And I love our kindred spirit, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I know we
yes.
met last year, a couple of years ago, and working in the apostolic and the prophetic ministry. That has to come together sometime.
Yes.
And so when those two ministry offices get together, it seems like there is life. There's
mm-hmm.
an explosion.
Right.
There's a work of the ministry. There's a building up of the body of Jesus Christ. And for those that are listening in the tri-state area, and even we welcome those who are listening in live online at he'salive.net, hey, I tell you what, before this broadcast is over today, you're going to understand how to walk in newness of
mm-hmm.
life, because that's what the Apostle Paul said that we need to do, inspired
yes.
by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, I agree. You know, 1 John 5 and 12 again, it says, he who has the Son has life.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, there's times in my life, even as a new Christian, I didn't understand this, and I'm still, God's developing me. I don't know everything, but I can tell you that we live in an hour that we need to, this world needs life. They're walking in death. We see people walking as drones, you know.
Yeah,
And we need life to come into them. Well, it's going to come through the church. It's going to come through God's people being brokers of life and dealing out the life of God that we've received dealing it out to other people.
Praise God. And Apostle, you have some scripture there that you're getting ready to go into, and whatever God has laid upon your heart for this time, of course, you're going to be back with me tomorrow, and wherever we leave off today, we'll pick up tomorrow. But God is just speaking on this subject of life, and I know that if we understand the difference between spirit, soul, and body, really it is the spirit of man that's been born again. It's the soulish part of man, the mind, the will, and the emotions that is not saved, but is becoming saved on a daily basis. When the Apostle Paul said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed.
Right.
The moment that we throw the switch, we throw it from hell into heaven, from sin into salvation, and from darkness unto life. And that's what you're getting ready to do right now.
Yes. You know, I like it where it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, it says, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. And we need to understand something, that God's leading us. It's like, this is like a parade procession in Roman times where Christ is leading us. And he's it says that to go on, it says, and though we it diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place, for we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing.
Yes.
You know, when we talk about life, we're to give the fragrance of life. The fragrance of one who is following Christ to victory. He's our great captain, leading many to salvation.
Hallelujah.
And as he leads us and as we follow his vision for our life, we're a fragrance everywhere we go. We're putting off some kind of aroma. It's either life or death.
That's right.
And as followers of Christ, we're putting off the aroma of life, that we are victors, that we are just going to change residence one day and be in heaven, but we have an eternal life now, and it draws people. It's going to draw people to us. You know, we talk about the church. I heard Dr. John Kelly say something very powerful. He said, you know, it's a time we have to come together. It's one reason God's raised up apostles and prophets and the fivefold ministry in this hour, is to bring the church back together. And in bringing the church back together, in history, there's only two things that's brought the church together: revelation or persecution.
Yeah.
And I hope that we get it by revelation, that we need to come together, work together, spread life, be brokers of life, instead of by persecution. But it's going to come either way, because God's church has to come together to be the fragrance of life no matter where we walk, outside the four walls of the church.
That's right. And persecution, I've always said that it fans the flames of revival. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we're going to have to come together. Yes, all the denominational walls and barriers need to come down. So the Methodists and the Episcopals and the Presbyterians, everybody has something to offer. Mm-hmm. And when we all come together and realize what we have to offer, then we need to operate accordingly.
Yes.
Because the Bible says it's the one and the self-same Spirit. He gives us all these gifts. Mm-hmm. But there's one thing I think that's lacking. We're always trying to leapfrog over the fruit to get to the gifts.
Yes.
And when we do, it becomes sounding brass and tinkling cymbal.
Exactly. You know, it's, again, like you said, everybody has something to offer. I think if we can meet everyone on their level instead of trying to bring them into something else, but all come together on our level and say, hey, the toe's important in the body, the neck's important in the body, the elbow's important in the body, but together we can do something.
That's right. And hey, we just wanted to whet your appetite and get you ready for tomorrow, because when Apostle Mike comes back expounding upon the Word of God, vision and life and purpose is going to come to you. Mm-hmm. And you know, Apostle Mike, in closing for today's broadcast over in Jeremiah 29, verse number 11, the Bible says that his thoughts toward us are not evil thoughts, but they're good thoughts to do something.
Yes, they are. He wants to give us an expected end. Again, it's finishing strong. I want to see people finish strong. God wants us to build bridges to our destiny, to our future, to our end, that we go out here feeling like we've done the will of God.
Amen. Thank you. Hey, thank you everybody out there for listening, and make sure you tune in tomorrow right here on Connected.
Though the earth cried out for blood, satisfied her hunger was. Billows combed on raging seas, for the souls of men she craved. Sun and moon from balcony turned their head in disbelief. Precious love would taste the sting, disfigured and disdained. And for our day a thief, on Sunday a king, laid down in grief, but woke with the keys of hell on that day. slept the morning sun of righteousness, but rose to shame the throes of death and overturned his rule. Now daughters and the sons of men will pay not their dues again. The debt of blood they owed was rent when the day rolled anew. On Friday a thief, on Sunday a king.
It has been awesome today having Apostle Mike Robinson from The Anchor in Friendsville, Maryland with me. Make sure you stay tuned. He's going to be coming back tomorrow on the broadcast, and we're going to continue the topic and the conversation on the subject of life. We were in the Word of God in John, the 10th chapter, and it says, Jesus come to give us life and life more abundantly. And that word for life there in the Greek is zoe, which means the fullness of the life of God to overflowing. And that's the kind of life that I believe that God wants us to live as born-again believers. We are enjoying the blessings of eternal life now. And there are so many of you out there that don't even understand what life is all about. But what the Holy Spirit is saying today, that you need to open up your heart and your life and receive the life of God and have the Holy Spirit impart to you His life, that you might have the God kind of life more abundantly. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for everybody that's listening under the sound of my voice right now. Those that are hurting, those that have experienced substance abuse problems, those who are hurting in their emotional well-being, that need to be healed from past hurts. Right now, just put your hand toward the screen of your radio as a point of contact and receive with meekness the engrafted Word of God that's able to save your soul, able to heal your body, and able to deliver you, and God will give you the very desires of your heart. Matter of fact, the Word of God says in Psalm 37 and verses 3 through 5, it says to trust in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land, truly you shall be fed. And also says, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Verse 5, commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He will bring it to pass. What is He going to bring to pass? The very desires of your heart. God loves you, my friend, and His way of loving you is expressing that through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the book of 1 John that this is the record that God has given to us of His Son. And of course, that is the Word of God. And Jesus was the eternal Word that was with the Father in the beginning, and He has been manifested for you and I in due time that we could be born again. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, right now just pray this prayer with me. Say, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I invite the Lord Jesus Christ into my heart and life right now. And Jesus, thank you for becoming sin for me on the cross. I receive you as my Lord, my Savior, and my Master. And if you prayed that prayer with me during regular business office hours from 8 to 4, each and every Monday through Friday, contact us and let us know you gave your heart to the Lord. 301-895-3292, or sit down and write us this week and tell us all about it at He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. And I'll see you tomorrow right here on Connected.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.